This episode of Impact Schools Podcast is a little bit different to usual because I was guesting on a show where they speak to sales professionals, and my background was actually in sales. So you're going to hear about how I would act if I was a salesperson. But remember, as a business owner, we are the biggest salesperson for our company. So if you're trying to increase your sales, I can assure you that this is going to help you in some way, shape, or form. My name is Lauren Tickner, at Lauren Tickner. You can find me on any social media platform, and this is Impact School Podcast. Yeah, I like to think of entrepreneurship as allowing your team to become the CEOs of their area in your company. So we tend to allow the leadership and management to be more entrepreneurial for people who are less, just say, appointment setters or the ones who are actually serving our clients one-on-one. Typically, they stick within the confines of their role. But the management and the leadership, yeah, we really value entrepreneurship because at the end of the day, we don't know what's best. And one of the biggest lessons that I learned was to hire people better than me so that we can grow and we can expand, because I don't want my limited knowledge to be the thing that prevents my company from scaling.
So the stuff that you teach and that sort of thing at Impact School, to entrepreneurs, how would you kind of rebrand that to like sales professionals and leaders in this entrepreneurial idea?
Yeah, we love supporting salespeople because at the end of the day, they're at the front lines of your business and they're the ones who are actually bringing in new revenue for your company. I've been a salesperson myself. My very first proper job was in real estate. And so that's sales at the end of the day. And then not only that, but I worked at a marketing agency and I was just dialing, call. And so I know a thing or two about being in a sales role. And obviously, as a business owner, you are the number one salesperson for the business, selling the vision, selling the dream, because that everything is sales. Everything, like literally everything you do in life is sales. Also, next time you open your phone screen, make sure to hit subscribe on Impact Schools Podcast, because it turns out that you might not actually be subscribed even though you're listening to this. One of the things that I did when I was doing estate agency, so like real estate, being a realtor, as you would call it in the UK, I would have my book of business. So I would call it my hit list, and I would just be hitting them up constantly. Like as in constantly. And so if I received any level of interest or any level of intent, I would hit them up in the morning and in the evening. And then throughout the day, whenever I finished the rest of the list, I'd go back to the top and then I'd go back through it again. And I think as salespeople, you have the opportunity to, in most companies, obviously different roles are different, but if you're in commission only or base plus commission, you have the ability to take control over your income. And so if you have an uncapped earning potential, essentially, you want to be smart with how you're spending your hours, because the more opportunity you create for the business, the more money that you can make. And also the more that you'll be rewarded by that company with further other opportunities in the future. Maybe they're looking eventually one day to hire a head of the department and then a head of the, you know, overarching area, and then like a chief revenue officer. And so if you can show leadership skills, oh my gosh, I mean, that's one of the most powerful things. So what can you do to increase the actual revenue of the company? So if I had a team member come to me and say, hey, Lauren, look, I've been really enjoying the sales role. I find that I can get most of my stuff done a day and I can achieve this amount of revenue that you want me bringing in each month in this amount of time. I got 2 hours extra a day, let's just say. Well, I really like this idea of going out and finding joint venture partnerships so that we can actually close deals with potential partners who then, if I'm able to broker those deals, if I'm able to set up the campaign so that then we can get in front of their audience, like, let's give me a cut of that. And if someone was to come to me and say that, to show me the data that they've already achieved what they're meant to be achieving in their day-to-day role, and that they want to go and bring in a new revenue area for the business, I'm going to be like, heck yeah, let's go ahead and do that. That's showing to me leadership, and that's entrepreneurship when it comes to being in a company and creating essentially your own division. I mean, that's a very, very valuable skill set. And that's a type of person that I would want to protect very, very carefully on my team.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's some great insight with that for sure. And now kind of dialing in more specifically on some of your big strengths with this next question is, how can an entrepreneurial salesperson build an audience and create a demand for the product or service that he or she is selling?
a salesperson in any company who's bringing in their own leads is most likely going to get some type of bonus for bringing in extra leads. Salespeople are actually the best marketers because, yes, they may not know how to write perfect converting copy and they may not understand like conversion rate optimization. But nowadays, the biggest thing that actually makes the difference is being able to call out the pain points of your potential clients and explain them away, you know, using benefits and storytelling that allows the prospect to transport themselves into your narrative. And so if you're wanting to create a social media platform as a salesperson working at a company, then it really comes down to listing down all the objections that you hear on sales calls and then creating content around those key pieces. So there's probably going to be between like 3 to 5 different things that you talk about all the time. And then you can talk about your method and why exactly it is going to solve the problem of the prospect. Now, when we're advising our clients on the social media selling system, what we get them to do is create content for the top of the funnel, which is whereby you have to answer the question in the mind, why will my dream clients listen to me? Because you have to begin with credibility in the copy. So you may see on my social media all the time, one of the first lines that we find works really, really well is saying, I became a millionaire by the age of 23, right? That works really well when we're creating top of the funnel content. These are people that don't know who I am. They've not seen me before. So we need credibility in the beginning. Then if you're putting on the lens and you're speaking to the middle of the funnel group of people, these are people who know about your company. They know about the solution, but they're trying to just make a decision and they need to know the strategy and that it's going to work for them in the way that they want it to work and do the strategy that they want to do. So essentially, this is when you can talk about like tactical things, exactly how it overcomes the problems. Sometimes it's really good to tell a client before and after story and how your solution helped. And then the bottom of the funnel is basically just giving them an opportunity to raise their hand. So just putting an offer out there, hey, I've got 3 spots open on my calendar today for anyone who's looking to XYZ, DM me info to learn more. And if you want to get a free training on the $1 million audience system that will allow you to get more leads and sales using social media, just go to impactschoolpodcast.com/free and you'll get that 100% free. The thing that people confuse is that they just don't stay consistent with one strategy. And then they try doing like short form content, trend chasing, and then they try and make a YouTube channel or a podcast. When really at the end of the day, if you just focus and you double down on that thing and you distribute one piece of content on every platform, takes 2 minutes extra just to copy and paste it over, then you can start to reach more people. So that's what I would say.
You just recently posted that on social media about being able to post to multiple places. I saw that.
Yeah. I don't know why people don't do it. It's so simple.
It's brilliant. I mean, and that's definitely something I'm like, oh yeah, I need to do that. And you just don't. Once you get into one place, for me, I got so focused on posting on LinkedIn that I forgot, oh yeah, I've got other socials I could go post on as well. Have you used video to succeed? And what do you teach your students about video through Impact School?
It really just depends on the use case. Because if you're creating video to serve your clients, that's one use case. If you're creating video to nurture your prospects, that's another use case. If you're creating video to actually get leads or to convert sales, like there's just very different use cases. So we look at 7 areas of the business. We call it our 7 areas of impact. And it comes from all the way from product to lead generation, lead nurture, sales, et cetera, et cetera. And I believe that video can be used for all of the 7 areas of impact, including operations and team management. Because, for example, for all of our team, they all have online courses that they go through to learn their role, understand the vision, mission, values, et cetera. It's just different use cases for different things. And so I think that this is where people go wrong with video is they'll create, for example, a client case study video, let's just say. And then they'll put it on their website or they'll start running ads to it, wondering why the cost per acquisition is so high or why nobody's watching it. And it's because they're using middle/bottom of the funnel content for the top of the funnel. You can't expect to generate leads with a lead nurture video. Simultaneously, if you're making a video all about why you're the best and why you're so credible, and you're trying to send that to your leads that you're trying to nurture, I'm talking sales just because I know salespeople are listening, but it doesn't make sense because they already know that they're already interested. You need to match the content up with their level of awareness. So if they've already inquired, they already trust the company to a degree. Now they want to be able to transport themselves into the product or the strategy or the way that it works. And they need to be able to see themselves in that. They don't want to hear about your company. They want to hear about how does it work? What are client stories? What results can I expect? And when, et cetera. So I forgot the original question that you asked, but yeah, like, I mean, I use video for everything.
Yeah, no, that was beyond what I expected with the answer, which is great. But really, these techniques you use and how sales is really about all of life, even relationships with individual people. How do you see those relationships helping your business and the people that you help with the Impact School?
So I think the reason why I've been successful in sales is because I'm not afraid to do the hard work that other people are too lazy to do. So if it just takes me an extra 20 minutes to go through my list one more time that one day, send a personal one-liner message, I'm going to do that because I know that it's going to come back around. And I think it's just about allowing yourself to always do that little bit extra. If you were to look at the average in your company, how can you make sure that you're doing more than all of them? Simply put. And people don't really want to hear that because they want to think that there's like some magic solution. But if you can remain top of someone's mind and if you can have the personal approach and have that intimate relationship with them, then they're going to be more interested in replying to you instead of someone who's just always hitting them up whenever you've got something new to sell to them.
Yeah, that's so great.
How can you ensure that they want to answer your messages, open your messages? People all the time, like our clients are always like, oh, I'm just getting ghosted all the time. And then you look at the messages they're sending. Oh my gosh. And it's like, just bumping this. Quick question. Do you want to blah, blah, blah? It's so spammy. I barely even check my LinkedIn messages anymore because people are just spamming me full of rubbish stuff. And so what can you do to get yourself ahead and to actually build a relationship with people? You can legit just like look at their profile. Your offsite with your team looked really, really interesting. How did you pick that venue?
Care about the people. I mean, it's really just having that compassion and care.
Be curious. Yeah.
That's a great way to put it. Here's a fun question for you. So what's something new that you're trying right now?
Well, the thing that I'm trying right now is to try less. I literally was a creature of constantly just trying to do new stuff all the time. And if I've always looked down to like what actually works, it's the things that I was doing 5 years ago, quite simply. Wow. It's connecting with people, making offers, showing them how to sell more on social media. So it's kind of interesting because I think it's really easy to get like one person to tell you kind of a concept or an idea, and then you want to do that as the thing that you want to do. But oftentimes that's kind of led me down like the wrong direction. So now instead, like I just look at client feedback every quarter and I'll look at actual like averages, and then I'll take our top 20% of clients and really, really look at what they've been saying. And if there's like an astounding concept that they need or that they want, then I'll pay attention to that. Same thing like sales call objections. I'm not going to go ahead and make a whole campaign if one of our sales reps one time heard one objection like, oh, I'm just waiting to raise money from an investor. Most of our clients don't have investors. So that was like, that's a rare example that happened recently. And so I'm like, dude, I'm not going to make content about that because my whole thing is that I've bootstrapped my businesses. So no one really is following me because they're interested in raising money. Right. So that's rare. And so, yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think there comes a time where you have to just get real about, do I need to do more or do I need to do less? And most of the time, you just need to do more of the top 20% of stuff, or the top 5% of stuff even, that is working for you, and really obsessively eliminate the rest.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. So I've got one more question for you. We've gone over all of this stuff, and I know based off your answers that you went different places than the question went, which is awesome. Is there anything else that you would like to add that we haven't covered yet?
I think just at the end of the day, as a sales rep, you can really make a big difference to your company. And so I know it can be really hard and challenging when you're always doing the same thing day in, day out, or hearing so much rejection, but that's normal, right? We hear that all the time. And I think it just comes down to you being able to manage your emotions. And so the question is really like, what are you doing every day to maintain your energy and also to ensure that you're doing the most important thing first thing in the day? So for example, for me, even now, the first thing I do, like in the very first thing, always every day, like it's just a habit for me, just because, yeah, my background being sales, like my first 30 minutes to an hour, however long it takes, I'm hitting up my hit list. I'm doing that every day, every single day. I do it 7 days a week. I'm weird, but it pays off. Alrighty, so that was a fun episode. Remember to go to impactschoolpodcast.com/free to get a training, which is all about the $1 million audience system that is going to allow you to get more leads, sales, and increase your prices successfully through selling on social media. That is impactschoolpodcast.com/free for the training. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of Impact Schools Podcast. Also, next time you open your phone screen, make sure to hit subscribe on Impact Schools Podcast, because it turns out that you might not actually be subscribed even though you're listening to this.